All right, we will call to order the special meeting of the Civil Service Commission today, June 12th, 2024, at 5:26 p.m. We will first call the roll. Vice Chair Nunez Silva.
Here.
Commissioner Strong.
Here.
And Commissioner Fish, that's me, I'm here, and we are absent Commissioner Carbuccio, yes? Okay. All right, looking for public comments. I see nobody, so no public comments. Action items for the delay, 4.1, approval of the minutes, 4.2, consideration to approve double step increase for Kevin Gomez Sr., application support specialist, 4.3, consideration to approve double step increase for Mark Amino, senior webmaster. Let's start with 4.1, approval of the minutes. Any discussion, any comments?
No.
Any vote? Anyone want to?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, motion to approve. Commissioner Strong?
Second.
Second by Vice Chair Nunez. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None. So that passes 3-0 with Commissioner Carbuccio absent. All right, 4.2, consideration to approve double step increase for Kevin Gomez Sr., application support specialist per Civil Service Rule 105. Staff comments?
Yes, thank you. Before you today, we have two separate items. The first is to approve the double step increase for Kevin Gomez Sr. He's an application support specialist in our IT department. And then the second is for a double step increase for Mark Amio Sr., a webmaster in our IT department. With us today is our IT director, Jose Cisneros, and I'll let him give a brief overview of the case for each of the two staff members.
All right. Well, thank you very much for allowing this special meeting and taking this consideration. So I am the director of IT service. I actually hired both these individuals about 6 months ago. That's why they're a double step increase. Mm-hmm. So the first one, Kevin Gomez, we needed a position that integrated fire department applications, multiple applications with what we do in IT. And it took us a while to find the right individual the fire chief wanted to find an individual that understood all their fire applications. And I was like, well, that's going to be next to impossible to find somebody. So we got to find somebody that we can train into it. So Kevin came out of a medical service facility, employment, and he knew HIPAA, he knew how to keep information safe. And we figured, you know, we can train him and get him up to speed. And so he came in, basically at the job with zero experience with the fire applications. And he, in the 6 months he's been here, he's been integrated completely into the fire, understanding all applications, going above and beyond, and understanding not only the applications but the importance of communications to the fire for, you know, their response time, their locations, everything. So that position has grown from what it was intended to be, kind of a liaison between fire and IT, to the position that he now is the main guy that fixes problems, not just an application problem, but he's the go-to guy for the battalion chiefs on duty and everything like that. They called him, and he's understands his knowledge of the different application has more than shown. He's, for an individual that's only been here for 6 months, doing it for 6 months, he basically is integrated to an individual that's been here for a couple of years already. He's taken one, for me as the director of the department, has taken one big load off me that, you know, constantly finding a solution for those applications and you know, meet the fire, the chief's demands, I guess, and operational demands. So we decided that he came in because of the inexperience. He came in basically at the bottom, at the first step, and he has definitely has proven himself that he deserves the second step.
Comments, questions from the team?
I just have a question, probably Tanya. The step increases, what is the Civil Service Commission? Is there an actual rule on step increases?
Yeah, so for merit increases, for outstanding performance, we can either grant the normal step increase early, or we can request a double step increase at the time of the regular increase, which is what we're doing today. You know, with demonstrated, you know, outstanding performance. Those requests are initiated by the appointing authority, which is Jose, the department director, recommended by me as the director of HR, ratified by the city manager, and she has signed off on that, and then, approved by the city manager and ratified by the Civil Service Commission.
Okay, yeah, no, I mean, it absolutely sounds like these guys have just taken, you know, gone the extra step to learn, not, like you said, not only what the department does, but also understanding their understanding of what they need to do, so
yeah.
That was the only clarification that I wanted.
Any questions?
Yeah, and just a question about the position itself, and because so it steps within the senior application specialist. Is this person doing like above and beyond what this position is called for, or is this person kind of fulfilling what you needed within the like what this position is supposed to be doing?
So two things, you know, he's exceeded our expectation on how he came in. We figured it was going to be a year before he had completely confidence of the chiefs and the assistant chiefs in the 6 months. So, and he's exceeding our expectation of how we expected that position to grow.
He is
performing above and beyond our expectations.
Is there an opportunity for a promotion, you're saying?
Within that class, the next step for him will be just the manager of that division.
And then we don't currently have any vacancies.
Okay.
So.
Okay, right now that position is filled.
Correct.
Okay.
And so he's at 6 months. He's due for a raise, a single step right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we couldn't do an early one because it's right now, and or the double step,
which was
the request. Okay. Any other questions from the group?
No.
All right, so I guess we will put 4.2, consideration approved double step increase for Kevin Gomez, up for a vote. Do we have a recommendation from the commissioners?
Approve.
Yeah.
Okay, we have
a second recommendation.
All right, we have a first from Vice Chair Nunez and a second from Strong. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Hearing none, the 4.2 passes. Mr. Cisneros, you want to go with number 4.3 as well?
So the Mark Amio is our senior webmaster. So it's a single position. He also reports to the same manager as the application support specialist. So we, in the past, this position didn't report to the IT director. It was reporting directly to the city manager. We moved it down here before we hired him. So Mark came to us, had a lot of experience. He used to work for Public Works and developing just their newsletter, underutilized. So we found him, and as soon as I interviewed him, I said, I got to have you, right? And one of the biggest issues we had was our intranet was outdated and very static and not accessible by anybody outside the network. So, and half our staff is mobile or on the field, and they couldn't get to it. They couldn't, even our fire stations couldn't get to it without VPN access and everything. So saw that as a weak point. The process of migrating that from a static page to a Microsoft SharePoint is normally outsourced to a third-party vendor. Mm. Mark took that on by himself, and he, with assistance from a representative from each department, transitioned that in, I think it was less than 6 months, we transitioned that from a static website that was not very user-friendly to a very complete dynamic website that's available through cell phones, through tablets, through at home, to our entire employees for the first time. Completely secure, you know, it is secure, and it's very user-friendly, get recommendations and comments from our city manager loves it, because in addition to that, he also puts out a weekly newsletter from IT, and like a training newsletter. This is how you do this, this is how you do that. And that's been very, very well received as well. So he has saved us a lot of money, because if I would have gone outsourced that to get that done, we would still be paying for it and still be doing it. And he was able to do it quickly, got the confidence of the rest of the departments. And he's just a brilliant, I can't say enough of the guy, because I come up with an idea, like, I'm thinking of this, I'm thinking of that, and an hour later, he comes with a beautiful, you know, presentation and newsletter and everything. He is worth more than just one body right now. He would normally have an assistant or somebody working with him. He does it all himself and trains other departments how to do it and everything too. So he is definitely, if I could give him more than a double, I would ask for more than double. But he has definitely earned every penny that we pay him for the city.
Any comments on you?
I've worked with Mark, and he assisted us with our human resources development, and I actually knew him when he was in Public Works as well. So he's a very pleasant, outgoing individual to top it all off. So very patient, you know, with, I don't want to move this around on this website, and can we make this happen? What if we try it this way? So no, he's been great. Everything he's doing is well within the job specs of his classification, but Director Cisneros mentioned, he's performing above and beyond, and just really great work ethic and really a high performer. So yeah. Definitely support this.
Any other questions from the commissioners? Question as Commissioner Strong before. So is there no, there's his supervisor the same thing? There's no
opportunity. Yeah, he is a senior. Okay. He's already at that position, senior position. The next step is the management position.
And he's at 6 months also?
He's at 6 months, right.
Looks like you had a good hiring.
Oh, yeah.
A couple months.
So that's not the one so far. You know,
and both
so.
Of these positions report to the same manager?
The same manager, okay. Correct. So.
Okay, if no other questions, do we get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion to approve, put forth by Vice Chair Nunez Silva, seconded by Commissioner Strong. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, ayes have it at 3-0. Both 4.2, 4.3 are approved.
Thank you. Congratulations, man. Good people.
Oh, yeah.
You seem like a really good boss, too, man.
Depends who you ask sometimes.
any other business? Any staff comments?
We're in the middle of contract negotiations with our ACE bargaining unit. It's our largest group. Yes, so they're keeping us on our toes. Wrapping up year end and working on new budget and everything else.
Any cases brewing?
No, we're good so far. There has been some discipline in PD, but so far I think I haven't heard about any appeals. So
great.
We're in good shape.
Yeah. Any chair comments?
Nope.
And no comments from me. So that puts us adjourned at 5:39. Next meeting scheduled for August 1st at 5 p.m. Okay. Meeting is adjourned.
Thanks.
Thank you all very much.
Am I even